TransCanada, the state's license holder for a large-capacity natural gas pipeline from the North Slope to North American markets, told a legislative committee today that the state is partially responsible for the lack of potential gas shippers willing to sign contracts to use the project. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
Legislators meeting this week in Anchorage are looking at the state's long-term energy future, particularly gas supplies that will become available for the Rail Belt and South Central. They're finding that the high-volume TransCanada project has no customers yet, and lawmakers are giving serious consideration to shifting their support to a lower-capacity bullet line. TransCanada is a year behind its original expectations on commercial negotiations, and it's prohibited from discussing details of the arrangements that have been made by confidentiality agreements. However, TransCanada Vice President Tony Palmer told the Senate Resources Committee that decision makers among the gas suppliers face three unresolved issues: gas supply uncertainty, such as availability of gas from the Point Thompson field, a state gas tax system that's unlikely to change, and better pricing projections for the world marketplace. Of those, the first two need the state's attention.
When we obtained the license 2 years ago, 3 years ago now, we'd assumed that Point Thompson and fiscal would be resolved between the state and the producers by the time our open season was concluded a year ago. That's turned out to be wrong. That was our assumption. That was nothing more than that. I'm not suggesting you were obliged to do that, but that was our assumption. We thought that in 2 years those things would be resolved. They have not been.
Palmer said that if those involved in the project are not optimistic the supply and tax issues will coalesce, TransCanada would have reached what he called a decision point on the continuation of the project. However, he said he's still holding out hope for a positive resolution.
If there continues to be optimism that they will be resolved in a timely fashion, then we're going to let the game play out, I would suggest to you.
Palmer did not hang possible shippers' decisions entirely on the state. He said there's no reason to have a supply or fiscal solution if companies believe market prices will remain at $3, as they now are.
You may find yourself having resolved these issues with producers and still have no project. That's not where we are today. We think that resolution will finally reach a conclusion, and we remain optimistic that this can occur. But I can't pinpoint one or the other. Now, if gas prices were $10 and it were guaranteed they were going to be $10 forevermore in North America or Asia, perhaps you don't need to resolve these issues. But they're not there today.
Palmer said gas explorers are sophisticated investors, and they can live with changes in price and market conditions. That was a caution that Anchorage Senator Hollis French picked up on.
He was careful to say these are necessary conditions, but not sufficient, meaning you could solve, Point Thompson, you could solve the fiscal issues and still be left with no project if the producers look long-term and don't see it as being economic, given supply issues worldwide.
There's been no indication of negotiations ongoing to settle the state-related issues. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.